she's so vivid in everybody's mind. You can just call up her size, her shape, her voice, her laugh, her way of breathing. It's so familiar to us. But in a way, it sort of meant that my work was half done. I didn't have to make anything up, you know. It was there she was. I just had to live inside and discover what animated her, really, inside of her. And to find the private Julia, at least my own imagined one, because I gave myself an out, you know. My Julia is Julie Powell's idea of what Julia Child was, not really who she was. But I do wish that I'd met her in person, because it would be, well, besides the fact that she was so much fun, but it would be interesting to discover those things, you know, up front. She was a television personality in the pre-television age, before we were used to packaging who these people are that are on our, you know, and a committee decides whether that look is right, and they buy the clothes and the hair and everything is perfect. She came onto television in, what, 63 or something, and already fully formed. She was 50 years old. There weren't going to be any changes made. And I can relate. They met in China, in the OSS, which was the precursor to the CIA. God knows what they were doing over there. So they were both adventurers. They had an adventurous spirit in them. And they really found each other in the only way two adventurers would find each other, in this sort of weird place. He had a story where they were traveling in airplanes just at the end of the war. And from, I think, somewhere in Southeast Asia to Central China. And it was a horrendous trip on a transport plane where it had been put together with rubber bands with parts sent from, you know, Newark. Who knows where this airplane, he said it was shaking like it was going to fall apart anytime. And Julia was very quietly reading a murder mystery. She never looked up. The thing was going like this. And everybody, and people were screaming and throwing up. And she was, wonder who the murderer is, you know. And so he found the gal that could have the life that they shared. And full of fun and uncertainty. And invention. The letters that she wrote to Avis, this person that she had never met, but was her best friend. Very, very similar to the heartfelt missives that Julie sends out in her blog.